This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm 34 years old and I've never had the rite of passage of playing a sport. So this week we're highlighting some of the more unusual sports out there in the hope that I'll be able to find one that I love. Yesterday we heard about underwater hockey, but I think I found something even more peculiar: hobby horse riding. Yes, I'm joined today by Coralie Kedsley from Hobby Horse Riders to teach me all about it. Good morning to you, Coralie.
Good morning and welcome to the world of sport and hobby horses.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, what is hobby horse riding?
Well, on hobby horses, we can do most of the things that we can do on real horses without the mess and without worrying about being kicked or
okay.
thrown off, hopefully.
So a hobby horse is not an actual horse. You are riding what exactly?
Well, I suppose you might call it a stick horse. So if you go back to your childhood days, Sam, perhaps you did pick up the broomstick and start galloping around the lantern, I don't know. But many horse lovers at early ages did start riding on hobby horses, which is really, I guess, the head of the horse and the stick that you ride astride and carry the head. I guess that's the best description.
Yeah.
But these days it's not restricted just to young, to littlies. It's being taken up by teenagers and adults alike, and a lot more serious fun is being had.
That is amazing. So you are competing with others riding mm-hmm. around on a stick with a horse head on top of it.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very romantic, but yeah. But basically, yes.
So how exactly does it work? How do you compete?
Well, we can compete in dressage or jumping or mounted games cross country. You can go out on trail rides. And as I said, most of the things that you can do on a real horse with four legs, you can do in a smaller version with hobby horses.
Righto. So how many people are into this in your... do you have a club and how many people are involved?
Well, Hobby Horse Australia is trying to help people to form their own clubs. At the moment, people are often into this and very serious about it, but a little bit isolated. So we're playing a role in trying to connect people together so that they can form clubs and we can assist them holding competitions and getting more serious about it. But it's a lot of fun and it's great exercise.
Well, I was going to say, people might be listening to this thinking, this sounds a bit strange, but actually, when you're riding a horse, you're not getting the exercise. You're doing all the work when you're riding a hobby horse, aren't you?
Well, that's right. Actually, when you ride a horse, you do get exercise if you ride it properly. But on a
okay.
hobby horse, yes, it's your legs that are working out, definitely.
Who are the kind of people who enjoy hobby horse riding?
Well, we're finding young people, teenagers, and through to adults. We were doing some training for some serious horse riders that were learning some actual horse riding skills by practicing on the hobby horse. So that's really interesting. So in a controlled environment, they were learning, their circles and their shoulder ins and all their fancy moves on real horses. And they were learning what their bodies were doing as they affected the stick horse. Kind of the same, but you probably have to see it to believe it.
Well, I did see it and I believed it when I saw Amazing Race Australia. There was a challenge up in Queensland where they had to do a dressage on the hobby horses. Have you found that since that moment that people have been becoming more aware of the sport?
Well, I thought that was great to highlight the sport, and I thought that was terrific, especially when the cowboys came along and thought they were about to ride real horses and they were challenged to ride the hobby horses.
That's so good. Hobby horse riding, even though it's called hobby horse riding, it's actually pretty serious. Are there actually national competitions that take place?
Overseas there are, and we have held a couple here ourselves. And it's a developing sport in Australia in connecting people up. But overseas in places like Norway and Denmark, you can have competitions with some, 5,000 people attending. It's a very serious situation over there. So we hope that one day that's going to happen here and we're gradually getting more and more interest. And it's quite interesting if you go onto Instagram, the number of young girls, particularly and young boys, that are really getting into it and doing some great design work in making their own hobby horses, which I take my hats off to them because it's not an easy job to make a real lifelike-looking hobby horse.
Now, you're a part of Hobby Horse Riders, which is an initiative of Horses and Humans. What exactly does that organisation do?
Horses and Humans provides equine therapy and horse skills to people in lots of different walks of life, and particularly the therapeutic work we do is for people who are more vulnerable in the community, perhaps victims of domestic violence, children who may have challenges such as autism or anxiety, people who have experienced anxiety and depression, you know, some trauma perhaps in their lives, and connecting with the horses really, the horses are the therapists actually, the real horses that is, yeah, are the therapists, and really reflect the feelings of the clients and, you know, really help them to see things in a different perspective and realise that there is a life beyond those traumas and troubles.
Well, look, if I'm going to give this a crack, I know there's no club here in New South Wales, so I can either come up to Queensland and join you, or should I just grab a broom out of the garage and just start riding around the backyard? Is it the best way to start?
Well, that would be a starting point, but if you go to your local toy shop or perhaps an op shop, which is great to recycle things, you might find your own stick horse and start going and get in touch with us. And we'd have inquiries from down that way and in other areas of New South Wales, and that's where we might find you some riding partners and you can inspire each other and compete.
Is that like two people on the same horse?
No, riding against each other. I've not seen that doubling up. I suppose if you had a long enough stick, you could.
You could, that's right. That's great.
Yeah.
You want to know the person very well, though, I think, Coralie, to make that work
absolutely.
Well.
Well, you would after a few rides, wouldn't you?
You would indeed. Coralie, you are an incredible person. I've loved getting to know you as well as hobby horse riding this morning at Hope Breakfast. Thank you for teaching me about it. And you never know, you might see me in a competition soon.
Absolutely. Keep in touch. I can't wait.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.